Be bear smart and keep your lunch baskets out of Yogi's reach. We're keeping a clean camp next on Western Life Radio.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Gun-free school zones make for soft targets for those who would do school violence. Utah schools are not soft targets, thanks to the education provided by FasterUtah.org.
A clean camp will keep you and those that follow safer from bears. Ron Stewart with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources shares some tips.
We do definitely have bears anytime you leave any of our big cities, really, and head into the mountains. You're going to be in bear country. So it's very important to keep a clean camp. If you're going to be backpacking, you probably want to take two sets of clothes, one that you'll do the cooking in, and then you leave those and your food and everything else in one area, and your tent with clean clothes in a different area. So that the bears, if they do come into camp, they would be attracted to where the food is and not to where you're actually sleeping. So that's one of the things there. But keeping things clean is absolutely critical. And generally, when we have anything to do with bears coming into camps, it's always, almost every single time, it's because somebody has either purposely baited them in or they didn't keep a clean camp, or the person in front of them didn't keep a clean camp. And these bears can smell it from a mile, 2 miles away, and they will come in just because of the camp not being clean and there's available food out. So food needs to be either locked in your car, or if you're actually going to be camping and backpacking, try to get it up into a tree or something. And so it's away from where you're actually camping, and it's someplace that the bears will go rather than into your camp. They're generally pretty shy. It's amazing to me, I think, really, considering how good their noses are and everything else, that they're not in camps a lot more often.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.